Hello everyone. Oh, I'm not ready yet. Hello everyone. I'll be ready in a few minutes.
Hello, everybody, do you hear me?
Yeah.
Hi.
In a second.
Okay, that's better. Okay. We're ready to start in a few minutes. I hope you all here. I hope everyone's well. Okay, we'll just give me a few minutes. We'll begin just... I'm going to share the screen. Okay, I'm going to put everyone on mute. Okay, I hope everyone is well. I think everyone's hearing me. We're gonna start in 1 minute. Let me just share a screen. Okay, everyone is muted. So if for some reason there's a problem, you can send me a message through the chat. With the hearing, I hope everything should go well in terms of the shiur. It's 5 o'clock now. And what I want to speak about, reacting to COVID-19, to corona, what I want to speak about is not on a hashkafa level, what kind of tshuva we should do. Because the truth is, you know, obviously, there, as I might have mentioned before, there are definitely messages that Corona is trying to teach us, ways we should change our life, and it's definitely on one level speculation. Certain ideas are better than other ideas. What I want to speak about more is how we should react in terms of watching over ourselves. And I want to begin with source number one and then speak at length about it. And I apologize if source number one is going to sound a little bit harsh, but I think it has to. And source number one goes like this. It's Hilchos Tainis Perek Aleph. And I'm going to take a little different spin on the Rambam, that the Rambam speaks about the fact that when there is an issue, that we have a problem, and he speaks about the fact that maybe we're being attacked, there's a drought, there's another tzara that's coming, and as we say, a magefa, which I'm not exactly sure that we're in a magefa, but certainly, you know, the economic concerns are overwhelming, and therefore we definitely have to be careful what we are doing. And the Rambam there says that a person should definitely do tshuva. And source number one, he says, "Av lo yizaku v'lo yarihu." If he doesn't cry out and he says that this thing is mivina ga'olam, v'tzorazu nikra nikris, and it just happened. Hareza derech achzorios, it's cruel, v'goremes lamidavik maseim arayim, and it causes people to cling to their evil actions. V'tosif hatzorat tzoras acheros. Okay. So what the Rambam is saying is obviously that if something bad is happening and we assume, oh, it's a coincidence, we don't do tshuva. So he says it's cruelty because you're causing you happening. I'm not talking about tshuva here. What I'm speaking is that if this applies to someone who doesn't do tshuva, it certainly applies to a person who is going ahead. And a person can take people as a whole, can practice a certain safety methods, and can be careful. And the whole tzibur itself, and I say that tzibur, I mean not just religious Jews, irreligious Jews, I mean Gentiles, the whole world. And by saying something, they can limit or they can go help and they can keep the environment somewhat safer. And they don't. Harezu derech achzarios. This is cruel. V'goremes lem lidog masim arayim. When I say that, I have to tell you, yesterday I happened to have been in Hadassah in Kerem for certain reasons, take someone for an appointment. And I can't tell you how many times I got up to switch my seat because people are walking around and their masks are not fully on. And by the way, I'm not smart enough to know what works, what doesn't work. I just know what the hanchayot are, what the regulations are. And I think that for that reason, he says, and people who don't, I see all over. And people who don't follow it, okay, it's achzorius gremzal dog masem arayim. So we're achzorius because we're causing this to continue. And again, I'm not smart enough to know this because I'm not a Navi. I'm not a son of a Navi, as they would say. But the fact that there are more closures now, the fact that the shuls are down to 19 people, the fact that we're closing, limiting things, could have to do with the fact that people were not following the hanchayot. Okay? And what I want to point out today is the halacha states clearly, we have to ask ourselves, why aren't people following the hanchayot? Of course, people find it to be a pain. There's no question. There might be other reasons. There might be a certain psychology that people say, well, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen anyways. Doesn't God run the world? So really the point of the shir is to really show that, yes, God does run the world, but there's definitely some things that are in our control. A lot of things are in our control. And that really is the point of the shir. And before I begin with the shir, I want to just do source number two. If you look at source number two, is the Chidushei Agriz, the Brisker Rav, my father's uncle. So he points out, he says, you know, and by the way, this idea that, well, God runs the world. So let's say, for example, I remember once I was having a discussion with somebody who wanted to go into one of the highest units in the army. And he was playing tackle football. And someone said to him, Sayerity wanted to go into, you know, if you play tackle football, you might break your legs. And well, he says, if I'm going to break my leg, I'm going to break my leg anyways. But that's not really true. All right, and I think that's you know, there are people who might break their leg, but not everyone who breaks their leg, it had to happen. Some people, they do stupid things and their legs get broken. If you look at this like this, it says like this: source number two, the Chidushei Agriz. So at the beginning of Parshas Bo, so Vayavo Moshe Va'aron Al Paro Vayomer Elav Ko Amar Hashem Elokei Ivrim Ad Moshe Me'antlos Me'panai Shalach Amivi Avduni. How long will you go ahead and will you stop yourself from being afflicted before me? Send my nation out. Because if you don't send my nation out, he named my vi, I'm going to bring tomorrow morning Arvig Vulecha. So he says, the question is, well, that's Rebel asks. He says, why does he say, Ad Mosem Yantlos Bavnai? Just say, Shlach Amim Evduni. What's the idea? Just say, send my nation out. We don't. I'm going to send Arba. Why this introduction of Admasa Meyanta? So he explains that the explanation is like this. So like the Rambam says, that when a person doesn't cry out to do tshuva, so then what happens to Derech Zachzorios, right? Because it's going to cause more tsaros to happen. And I think in the same level, if we have an opportunity to limit the damage, the health issues, the sicknesses, and we don't, so we are guilty of the same thing. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu said. Number one, he says, you should just know, and he says that if you don't send, he says, I want you to know. He says, that's the idea. I must not love my banai. He says, so first of all, what's going on is going to continue. And number two, it's going to even be added more and more and more. And that's the idea. The idea is that we have to take control of our actions. We have to take control on some level. And obviously some things are beyond our control. But we have to take control of our consequences and try to do what we can. Okay? And as I said, the point of the shiur is really to show, and I hope it's not, the shiur is not too depressing. So on one hand, it's depressing. On one hand, the shiur will tell us that we can be somewhat in control. All right, then, you know, it's if you look at source number three, that when the Parshas Mishpatim, when the Torah is talking about following the Torah, Torah says, Elosia maskela v'akara, so it says, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to fulfill your years. Yes, it's such a concept. A person has years, and obviously if you go ahead and you follow the Torah, so then your years will be filled. Great, we'll live the years of life like we're supposed to. However, it's not a given. It's really not a given. Why is it not a given? Because you look at source number four in Parsha Shoftim. And there in source number four, and there are a few places this happens, in Parsha Shofram, it says, yes, that sometimes a person can maybe be killed early, die early. It says in Parsha Shoftim that we know when the Jews would go to war, so then you would have the Shotrim, the Kohanim, and the Shorim would get up and make announcements, say certain people, we're talking about Mechemes Rishus, had an exemption from war. It says, Dibra Shotim Alam Lamor, Mia Yisha Shabbat Ba'is Chadash, who is the person who built a new house, Velo Chanocho, and did not dedicate it yet? Yelech V'yashul Abesa, let him go. He says, let him go ahead. Let him go and be Mechanech's house, because maybe he'll die in war, and so on, be Mechanech dedicated. And that will be a cause of Atmas Nefesh, and he's going to war, he'll think, what happens if I don't make it out of this war, and someone else will be able to use the house, live the house I never lived in. As you say, so we don't necessarily know for sure, maybe he would have died anyways during war, we don't know. If you look at source number five, it's a pasuk in Mishlei, the pasuk says, Yesh Nisbeh, there are those who are, he says, who are gathered in Shalo Bizmano. And Rashi points out, the Yesh Nisba al Shlucho Shomalo Chamaves, we'll come to that back in a second. Shemachlev Shem B'Shem Meim Shalo Giev Bizmano. So there are people who maybe, Gemara says the Chagig Raftal, it's not on the daf, I believe, that they'll make a mistake, the Malach Mavis can make a mistake, and a person can go ahead and maybe be taken at the wrong time. I believe what happened is the Gemara Masechet Chagiga and Daf Dalet talks about the fact that the Malach HaMavis sent to Shliach. He has workers to go ahead and to collect the Levim of Miriam. There were two Miriams. There was one Miriam who was involved with children. There was one Miriam who was a hairdresser, and the Malach HaMavis took the wrong one. And once you take the wrong one, that's it. And the Gemara says, well, how did that happen? He says, well, the one they took was really doing something dangerous. It's a very hard Gemara to understand, but yes, there are people who, when they do something dangerous, God forbid, something can happen that could be catastrophic. And that's why it's so important to be so careful. It's naive to say, whatever God wants to do, God's going to do. The Gemara says clearly that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives certain things into our hands. I would just mention, there's the old joke, which, by the way, is not a joke. It's true about, you know, there was once a very big flood in a certain town. The dam broke. And, you know, people are being rescued. And one person goes to the second floor of his house and goes on the roof. And, you know, he's waiting. And, you know, all of a sudden, you know, a guy in a rowboat comes by and says, come jump in. He says, no, 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 I'm waiting for God to save me. And then the second, a few minutes later, the guy says, Riaf, come on in. He says, waiting for God to save me. And then the water's going up and it's already, he's sort of at his legs. And all of a sudden, the helicopter comes and they throw a ladder down, grab onto the ladder. I said, waiting for God to save me. And he says, so finally, what happens? So finally, the person obviously got killed. Comes to Shemayim, says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why don't you save me? And God said, I sent the rowboat, I sent the raft, I sent the helicopter. What it means is that if someone does something dangerous, yes, there is no guarantee. And not my mind, not following the Hanchayot, and by the way, the Hanchayot are not just, as I say, for us, it's for other people, is doing something dangerous. And a person should never say, well, God's in charge. God has given us a certain control. If you look at source number 6, source number 6 is a pasuk in Shmuel. So we know that Shaul HaMelech was chasing David because he saw that David would mark the end of his own regime, the end of the line, the royal line for his family. And there were two times where David had a chance to kill Shaul HaMelech, and David's men pushed David. He's your enemy. And if you look at source number 6, David, who saw Shaul as the Mashiach Hashem, and he would never do that. David says, "Vayomer David, Chai Hashem." He says, "My God lives. I will not go ahead." He says, "And I," he says, "I will not do anything to cause Mashiach Hashem to die." Ki Hashem yigifenu yomu yavu yimamu sumuchama yar benisbe. Either he'll die in a magefa, or his day will come and he'll die, or be killed in a war. So we see here clearly in the pasuk, David's recognizing the fact that a person themselves, can maybe will not necessarily live out the years that he was given allotted. A person has to be very, very careful, and for themselves and for others. Now, there's a Gemara, and we'll explain this a little further. A Gemara Rosh Hashanah, a very famous Gemara. Amar Rav Krus B'Doyer of Yochan on source number 7, Tezayin Lebeis, Shlosha Shvarim Niftachim, there are three books that are opened up on Rosh Hashanah. Echad Shal Rishayim Gemurim. One book is of Rishayim Gemurim. V'yachad, and one is of Tzadikim Gemurim. V'echad Shal Beinanim. So Tzadikim Gemurim, Nechtovim, Nechtomim, La'altar L'chayim, the Rishayim Gemurim are Nechtav Nechtam L'Alter L'Misa, and the Beinanim, so those who are Tzadikim, are written and signed to live, L'Alter L'Chaim, to live for life. The Rishayim Gemurim are Nechtav Nechtam, are written and sealed, L'Alter L'Misa, immediately for death. And Beinanim, Tluyim Va'omdim Rashanim V'Kippur, Beinanim, those who somehow do not fall in the category of a Tzadik, do not fall in the category of a Rasha. So they are written, so they have 10 days to do tshuva. If they're zocha, they'll be written for life. Lo zocha chav lemisa. He says, and the Rambam goes ahead and he sort of goes ahead and he echoes that in Perak Tilchus Shuva Paragimel Lachan Gimel. So in a certain sense, you know, we all think, well, it's already been decreed, right? So what difference does it make? But it's really not so clear, okay? He says, and I think it's very important to understand that, as we know, because if you think about it, let's say, you know, I remember, you know, I spent 6 years going to camp in America as a Rosh Kolo. And, you know, you come into camp the first day and you see people, staff, and how was the year? And he says, oh, it was a terrible, and I hate to say it, but a lot of times it was a terrible year, this and that, right? And someone says to me, one of the people said, you know what? I didn't have a great year, but Baruch Hashem is still alive. And what does that mean? That sometimes a person looks and says, you know, I see the bracha, I'm alive, but it's not only that HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges a person, l'chayim u'lemisa, you know, it's black and white. You know, if you're alive, I mean, you had a good year, you had a good case. Or you're not alive, it means you didn't have, it doesn't work that way. Sometimes Chaim and Misa, in a certain is a symbolic sense, what it means is what kind of year you're going to have. The people can have a year of Chaim, people can have a year of Misa. So let's look. If you look, this is not my Chiddush, but if you look, source number 1, Rashbash, I believe he lived around the 1400s. He says like this, Avobal Haketz HaKotzov, Eino Nichnas B'din HaChayim Matzor Shana. When a person has a lateral amount of years, a person is supposed to live 120 years, 110 years, Yeshua Bin Nun died 110. That's not what's decided in Rosh Hashanah. Avol Nichnas L'inyan Shar Inyanei Adam. Other things are taken into account. For example, Vinim, Vizone, Brius, V'choli, V'domeyem. Will you have food? What will be of your family? Will you go ahead and will you be healthy? And things like that. He says, Vashir lo nichnas b'yom hadin b'chaim m'vaves. And what's not included? And you'll see why he says it's based on Gemaras. What's not included? He says, Nishar b'chei ke'efshir. Yes, a person, you'd be told, you can have a good year. But there's still a possibility that a person might, God forbid, fall, pass away. The misas ha-mageifa, whether it's mageifa, misas mochama, misas mochama domeyem, or misas tfoyes, that they row on a haga, or maybe because a person does not live his life properly. For example, a person does not go ahead and a person does not wear a seatbelt, he gets into an accident. Or I'll go a step further, a person who's riding a bicycle does not wear a bicycle helmet. I have a child today that the only reason Baruch Hashem is alive and functioning is because he knew in our house, this goes back years and years and years, years and years and years, you don't get on a bicycle without a bicycle helmet. Right? So a person meets, he says, Rohan Hanhaga, Zehu Sha'amar Lava Chacham, this is the pshat. When it says in Mishlei, when David Shlomo Melech says, Yesh Nisbe V'lo Mishpat, as we mentioned before, that those who die without judgment, what does that mean? They don't deserve to die because of their sins. It's before their allotted time. But they didn't live, they didn't have a proper lifestyle, a healthy lifestyle, whatever that means in terms of eating, in terms of exercising, in terms of medicine, going to doctors. He says, that is the idea. He says, there were two Miriams, and who was born, them was supposed to die, and one got taken because this other person, the one who got taken, was not living a healthy lifestyle. He says, and those who were not written to be healthy, Rosh Hashanah, there are certain people who are given a year and not going to be healthy. In Pashu Ba'atzmon, if they're not careful, Yavol Dechol, they can come to a sickness. That's the idea. As Chazal say, he says that he gives an example, Marva Basra. So it's fascinating. Let's say you have a father passes away and leaves an inheritance. And the inheritance wasn't divided yet. So the brothers are still all together sharing the inheritance till they divide it. And then the Gemara says, let's say one of them, he says, it talks about a certain position, one of them becomes sick. So who pays for the refuah? So the Gemara says, so then he says, he has to go ahead and he has to pay for it himself. If he falls sick, it's his fault, and he can't expect the rest of the brothers for it to come out from the Yerusha. So Gemara says, that's only if his sickness happened because of Shia. He became sick because he was negligent. That's what Gemara says. He says like this. He says, "Vamrinan lava Gemara, when do you say that the brothers do not have to join the payment of his sickness? Ella shechola b'pshia. He was negligent." So Gemara asks the question: how do you have someone who's sick when it comes to pshia? Heichadam b'pshia. So Gemara says, "Hakol b'day shemayim." It's if somebody chutz mitzinim apachim. Sometimes you go into an environment that's too hot. Sometimes you go into an environment that's too warm. You do something, he says, that can cause you to become sick and you could have watched yourself. You know, again, I'm not talking about a person who goes out when it's too cold, he's not wearing a coat. A person does something that, you know, the doctors say don't do. That's called, according to Gemara, being chola b'pshia, and then a person is responsible. So you see that a person can cause sickness to come around himself, and as he says, he says that it's not part of the Gzar Din whether a person is going to live or die the year. It depends on the other areas that come up. And therefore, a person should never say, okay, I'm going to be okay. And why did he say this? the Rosh Bash, that sometimes it's not decided. It's in your own hands what's going to happen to that year. But it's if you look, first let's look at source number 11, then we'll come back to source number 10. It's a Gemara Bava Kama. Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan Dever Be'ir, if there is a Dever in the city, and a Dever means there's a plague in the city, Kanes Raglecha, go into the house. Don't go out. The truth is, when we had, when this first started, okay, I'm not saying that I would call COVID-19 as a Dever, but let's say, but it says when it was decided to everyone should go into quarantine, on some level, it's based on a Gemara. Go into the house, which is based on a Pasuk. Because it says in Yeshayah, Vatemo Seitzi Ishi Pesach Beso, at Boker, don't go out of the house till the morning when the Magefa comes. The Amr Lach Lechami Babachad Arechaskor de Lasecha Badcha, close the doors. The Omer also says, Michutz Tishak Al Cher Mechadar Meima, outside the sword and the sphere inside. He says, the Gemara goes on. So he says like this. Now, he says, so the Gemara says, but even, he says, even if in the house itself you're afraid, because who knows when there's a magefa, maybe it's in the house too. Still, the best place is to be in the house. That's what the Gemara says. He says, the chitema, he says, maybe if there's fear inside also, you're better off going outside. At least you have friends. You can commiserate with people. This is before the days of Zoom, obviously. He says, no, it's still better to be, he says, it's still better to be inside. He says, Toshma Michutzisachema. Afal gav the mechidarim ema, even though on the inside, there's still fear. It's better to be on the inside. And then Gemara says, Rava, at a time of anger from God, divine anger, would sort of close up the windows and the cracks, the windows. He was very careful. Okay, so fine. So that's one Gemara. Then the Gemara says like this: Tana Rabbanan, Rava the ear. Okay, so that's, there's a famine in the city. Pazarad lecha. He says, go away, go somewhere else. He says, and then I'll just go on a second like this. Okay, we'll come back to this. But interesting is Gemara, if you look at the top of the second page, Tana Rabbanan Dever Be'ir. There's a plague in the city. We'll explain what that means soon. Al Yahalech Adam Be'emsa Derech. Don't go in the middle of the road. Why? The angel of death goes in the middle of the road. Obviously, this is figurative. We'll explain that towards the end of the shir. The kevon, the hivle reshusa, mazke lehegya. Because once the malach hamavis has reshus, he goes everywhere. Be very careful. Shalom be'ir. Just peace in the city. Don't go on the side of the road, because that's where malach hamavis is. Okay, now then we go on. Tana Rabbanan Dever Be'ir. There's a plague in the city. Al Yikarosam LeYochle BeSakneses. Don't go by yourself to shul. Shemalach Hamavis Matik Sham Kalev, because the Malach Hamavis hides his kalim in the shul. He says, and then he says that's a shul where the Lokari Vaydardiki. So you see in the Gemara, is very clear. The Gemara says that when there's a Dever Be'ir, there are precautions to take. Be careful. A person who says, God decides, that's silly. It's against the Gemara. A person has to realize that when there's a Dever Be'ir, there's something going on, you have to take precautions. In source number 10, it's Halach, it's Paskin, the Shulchan Aruch. He says, a person should be careful from anything that brings you to Sakana danger. This is Shulchan Aruch, Simen Kuf Tezayin Sefei. He says, because sakana is more chomer than iser. The yesh lachush yosel l'safik sakana l'safik iser, and be more careful l'safik sakana l'safik iser. So in other words, even though when it comes to an iser, I can rely on a certain chazaka, when it comes to sakana, danger, not necessarily. And he says, and therefore, he says, l'chein asher leilech kol machem sakana. You can't go to a dangerous place. Tachas kir natu, you're under a wall that looks like it's about to fall. Or chivalot, to go by yourself at night. Bechein asul, then he goes on and says, he says, asul is just maim and horus pala. Don't drink water at night from the river. You don't know what's there. Ol nichti val kiluach amayim lishto. So put your mouth as the water that comes out. You don't know what germs are there. Ki devarim eileshem. These things have a sakana. He says, and then he goes on with something which is hard to understand. He says, if you look three lines to the bottom of this halacha, od kosevu sheyesh levroach min ir kishdever ve'ir. You should run away from the city when there's a dever in the city. The yesh v'isevu when? Only v'tchilas hadever. Okay, v'lo b'sofa. And it's all because of sakana. He says, v'asr lismoch anes ol sakin nashem chotzezeh. You cannot rely on an ace, which means the Shulchan Aruch is saying a person is very careful what he does. So it's fascinating. If we go on and look, explanation of these halachas, and we go back, he says, what does it mean? What does it mean? He says, so first of all, I would say like this. Number one, the Chorin point out that if there's a dever be'ir, at the beginning, as the Shulchan Aruch says, at the beginning, you should run away from the city. Because since the dever is just beginning, and you can't help people in the city, obviously, so then the best thing is to go away. But once the dever has grabbed a foothold in the city, and it's very strong, even going out could pose a danger. And therefore, a person should be very, very careful. So as I, for example, I'll give an example. And chas v'shalom, I don't mean to say anything the wrong way about this. But, you know, I believe that living in Eretz Yisrael and taking the precautions, there's definitely an extra shmir Eretz Yisrael has. What can I tell you? Okay, because Eretz Yisrael is the place where you're supposed to be. As a matter of fact, someone had spoken to one of the Rosh Yeshivas from America, I want to say his name, who has taken a very strong stance in terms of watching the Hanchayot regulations in America. And someone from here camps calls him up and said, listen, he says, Eretz Yisrael is different. Number one, at least in the last wave, We caught at the beginning. Hopefully, we'll be able to minimize things now. And second of all, he says, Eretz Yisrael. But you know, if let's say, for example, a person is living in Ramat Beit Shemesh and they know they have a house somewhere in the Golan and on a yeshuv where there's no COVID-19 and they can go, why not? But he says, but what? But let's say you say a person says, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and I know, let's say, I don't know, in Iceland, in New Zealand, I know that there's no COVID-19. So I'm like, I can get to New Zealand, but I got to go on a plane now to get there. He says, going on a plane puts you in danger, right? So he says, only the beginning of a plague should a person run away. Once the plane grabs a hold of the city, you better stay in the house because going outside can be very dangerous. So he says, but you see from this Gemara that it's definitely, you know, the idea that a person should not take for granted his good health, a person should not take for granted he's going to be alive. He has to take things in his own hands. He has to be very careful and worry about himself and others, and even if it does involve a little discomfort. Now, I just want to go on something else which I saw. So I have to tell you that on a personal level, there have been tikufos in my life where I've been very careful to exercise. And unfortunately, sometimes you get busy and you stop. So after things opened up, after Pesach, I started running again, jogging. And one of the reasons I felt is because in case, God forbid, from myself, if I would get corona, they say a healthier body makes it easier to fight. As we know that those who have pre-existing conditions, you know, had a harder time dealing with the corona. So I thought that maybe it's time that I should really be very careful about my own health. And if you look at the Rashbash, remember we saw the Gemara says that at a time of Magefa, when it's not a Magefa, walk in the middle of the road. And the time when there's a Magefa, go on the side of the road. Because the time of Magefa, a time of plague, the Malach HaBavos is in the middle of the road. She got away from him. So what does that mean? We don't take it literally. But if you look at the Rashbash, source number 12, he says something fascinating here. Rashbash says that Umasha Amru Gam Ken Dever Ve'ir Al Yahalech Adam Be'ensa Adrachim Shalom Ve'ir. When there's peace, you should go on the side. He says you should not go on the side. He says the bottom line is like this. He says that when everybody is well, people are healthy, a person has to take the golden mean. Hakavana b'zeh ki b'sha'os habrios, the time of health, tzorach adam la'hashvos hanagaso lechos matzoa l'macholo mishkeh malbushov v'soso v'yotzoro, he says a person should do what he needs to do, lo ribuv lo miut, take the golden mean, still be healthy, but whatever, you can enjoy life a little bit, you know, do what's normal. And that's the middle of the road. When it's not a magefa, go the middle of the road, go the golden mean. But in time of Magaif, a person is very careful. Be very careful not to have anything extra to eat. Eat things that have good quality to them. Don't overeat at any level. And a person should go ahead and should rest more, get enough sleep. In other words, a person who was sacrificing his hours of sleep and a regular, and he's able to survive fine. But when there's a magefa, make sure you get what you need. And a person should, you know, not work too hard. I think exercise within the limits is okay. It's recommended. He says, and do a lot of restful things, okay? And then he says like this, it's very interesting. Which is very difficult. Don't sigh too much, because sadness is very bad for your health. I was just listening, we're approaching the 3 weeks. Okay, and the question is, can a person listen to music during the 3 weeks? Can a person not listen to music during the 3 weeks? So, you know, without getting into halacha or a personal shekhar on why you said, now a person can listen, because being sad is very challenging to our health. And if it cheers you up a little bit, let the music cheer you up. And that's the idea of going to the side of the road. It means don't do what you usually do. Be extra careful of your health, whether it's your physical health, your emotional health. Go on the side of the road. And even though in regular times you ask yourself, do you have bad potato chips? What's the big deal? Maybe now it's not so good for you. Can I have a can of soda? Right? That's the idea. Go to the side of the road. Be very careful. A person during this time, Gemara, Rishonim, Achronim, tell us to be very careful. All right, says the chol zehu enyan tibin. This he says. The end. He says. Let bazeu al. And this is the idea. He says al yehalachon atzadrochim al b'ksei achron the chol zehu tvayin. And this is something which is part of nature. A person has to go out and be very careful. Just to go on and say to realize again how important it is. How important it is that a person has to really take very seriously the hanchayot that a person has to do what they're supposed to do. If you look in Shulchan Aruch, source number 13. So, you know, there are people who feel, hopefully not religious Jews necessarily, even though I think there are. I met a few that, you know, believe that, you know, why, I'm not talking of vaccinations now. I definitely believe in vaccinations. Hopefully we'll find a vaccine for COVID very soon. But there are people who believe, like, someone's sick, let God heal them. Okay, we know there's Christian scientists, and there are Jews like that also, unfortunately. So he says, source number 13, Nitna Torah Rishus to Rofe L'Rakos. The Torah gives Rishus to the doctor to heal. It's a mitzvah. And it's included in Kuach Nefesh. Nunea Atzmo, and if he stops himself from this, he Shofech Domin. A person who does not allow somebody to go ahead, could be a doctor and does not heal somebody, shofech damin. And even somebody or other doctors to go to. Shalom in kakol adam zochel yisrapos. No one, not everyone gets healed from every, not every doctor can heal a certain person. He says, what does that mean? What that means is that there's somehow or another that Yeshua can come through a certain doctor. Maybe he's not even the specialist. A person should, you know, I once many years ago had a certain condition that I took many tests and I went to two doctors and couldn't figure it out. And one day I walked into the doctor, a regular doctor wasn't there, substitute doctor, and he figured out the problem. You don't know who's going to be a rofe, so if someone knows how to be a rofe, you should do it. You should make sure you're a bucky, okay? And obviously you should always ask you should always ask advice from an expert. So he says like this. Now, so if you look at that's the bottom line idea. Now, so if you look at source number 14 and source number 15, so the someone asked the Mariel, who was, you know, the end of the Rishonim, beginning of the Achronim. He is like one of the connected to Ashkenaz. He is the one who basically set the Nusach HaTfilah in terms of Nigunim that we use. And he says, like, someone asked him, can a person go ahead and can a person run away during a Magefa? Maybe it's Lech HaBitachon. Like someone once asked for Moshe Feinstein, is buying insurance Lech HaBitachon? So he's saying, why should I run away? God's in charge. See, he says that he quotes the Gemara that, you know, that Gemara says that it was a year if someone does something wrong. So Gemara says, in Perek Zebora, someone gets false aidus, you're going to cause a famine to happen. So you should warn and aid, don't testify falsely because you're going to go ahead and cause a famine to happen. So Gemara says they're not going to listen because some people have family they don't die, which seems to imply that, you know what, I don't really have to worry about a family. Everyone dies in this time, so why should I worry? Because, you know, some during time of famine, everyone died. You know, he says that's a mushel. He says, and he quotes the pasuk as we quoted in Yishma Velo Mishpat. He says, and he quotes the Gemara in Chagiga that the Malach HaMavas got the wrong one. He quotes the Sefer Hasidim that it's good to run away. He says, why? He says, because sometimes it's decreed in a certain city that this city will have a nagay, will have a plague, or this country. He says the bottom line is, and everything else also, sometimes it's a good thing. It's a good thing to run away. He says, and one reason to run away, he says, is because of fear. You're going to be afraid. Okay? And he mentions a certain psach halacha, that let's say, for example, it's a time of anger, and someone loses a relative. And maybe sitting avelus will affect this person's emotional health. He says, this dark emotion, you don't see, he was for dark emotion. He says, you don't sit avelus at that time. He says, and he said there were gedolim who ran away. And he said, and it goes on like this. He says, and this is what I mentioned before, Mahadam Rina Perek Hakones, the wording is not so good, that a person should go in the house in time of Magefa. So he heard from Marina Rav Shalom, Shachna, that after it starts, he says, you should go into the house, all right? However, beforehand, when it's just beginning, then you should run away. Because after it starts, it says all the drachim has a sakana. But at first, it's good. First, he says, it's good to go run away. He says, and, you know, and he said, the bottom line is, it brings proofs that, yes, you know, it, there's no question that definitely could spread. And I just want to a few more points to finish off with. The Gemara in Perek HaKones discusses let me finish today. I'll take questions at the end. All right, let's go on. So he says like this. So now the yeah, he says
good.
So
you called me right?
Hold on a second. Okay.
Yeah. I.
Okay. Now. So as we go on, the Shla points out that a person should the person should get the same idea. Quotes the Mariel that a person should run away at the beginning of a plague, and it's because of sakana. So he says, "Vani Toma." This is very important. I asked the question. He says, "Odos makas abuos ketanos of mantinokos hanikra blachim blushin ashkenaz raminon." Laman is living up to him. Let's say some in a year. He says, "When there's a certain plague that affected children, why didn't they run to the city?" And he says, "Uvavada yasidim haavos litaim dinal misses yomitam shalachatu." And he says, those parents, whatever the plague was, who didn't take the children away from the city when they could have, when there was this plague, I'm going to give, have to give a din for those people that did not take their children out. That died in this. And he says, v'lochashu avinu levricham. Al-Kain. He said, lift, please look at this. He says, Al-Kain kol ish yore likim yechared al-kol tzara. Shlo tavo. I want to make this bigger. Like you see, it's very important. He says, the Shlach HaRosh says, Al-Kain kol ish yore likim yechared yore b'chal kol tzara shlo tavo b'chol eret v'shburzuf. He doesn't talk here about doing tshuva. Yes, tshuva is important. But he says here that when there's the tzara that's coming, be careful, watch the restrictions. He's talking right away from the city. Okay, that we can't do because this is all over the world. We can't go anywhere. He says, but Sanshmir Saguf Pain Bechlal Azar Shamakar Monash Ba'od, who gam came at Derech Eretz, Lishmor Haguf, Shehutiku Nartek Neshama Kisel Neshama. He says, we have obligation to watch over the guf, we have obligation to do all of these things. And therefore you see from the halacha, that when there are hanchayot regulations, and again, who decides the regulations? Those are the experts. Who are the experts? Supposedly the government appointed experts to be the ones who can decide. I don't know, but I follow the hanchayot, and that's what the halacha says. That this is what the medical experts say. And again, obviously there are those that disagree. I've seen those that disagree. But just like the government decides the rules of the road, the government decides what the hanchayot are. A person, and by the way, if a person feels that maybe going out for them is dangerous, they're afraid, they certainly have a right to stay home. And it's and for them to go out, that's also the problem of Shmira Saguf. And therefore, Shlosh says, Yishamu l'chonash l'chamba'od, be very careful. A person never assume, well, God's going to watch over me. God does watch over us, but a person has to take into his own hands. He has to take everything in his own hands. Just want to finish off with 3 points. Number one, there's a Ramban in Parshas Vayera. So we know that when Lot ran from Sodom, they told them not to tarry, not to stay, not to look for a second, not to look at all. And the question is, why couldn't they look at what was going on in Sodom? He says, so Rashi says, because you were wicked also, and you're going to see them being punished, you get away. He says, you should not see their punishment. He says, but if you look here at the Ramban says, okay, and Ramban, by the way, was also a doctor. He says like this. Ramban says like this. He says, let's make it a little larger so you can see. For Od Bo Inyan, ki heroes, rose for Abra, Deborah, Becholach, and Ebukim, Yazgo, Debikim. He says that when a person sees the avir of the devir and all the chaloyim that are infectious, you can be damaged and it can cling to you. And even thinking about that, which means, by the way, and that's why a mitzora goes along, even though mitzora, as we know, is something which is metaphysical on some level, a person has to put themselves in isolation. And that's why we have to be very, very careful here. Rabbeinu Bachaye says like this. He says that what happened, so in Parshas Korach, Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, he bodlu. Why? Why? This Kadosh Baruch Hu can handle everything. Why does God have to tell Moshe and Aaron severs up and disabled? Why? Because he wouldn't be able to kill Korach b'chol adaso with Moshe and Aaron over there? Obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. He can do everything. So he says, U'mashu hutzrach lomri badlu v'HaKadosh Baruch Hu yesh b'yodo lohamis HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in his hands. Rabbeinu Bachai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to go ahead and he is able to Kadosh Baruch Hu is able to go ahead, and he is able lohamis lachios lo yitzarach havdol etzlo, because he can kill Robin and save a few chidim there. He says there's a case: 2 or 3 people go and cover one talis, 2 die and 1 saved. He says yipol mitzurcha elef, 1,000 fall on your side. Midcha elef ligash, God doesn't come close to you, doesn't hurt you. So what's he badlu? He says, Ella kidei shel yitbach v'hema avir harash makas hadever. Even somebody who is righteous, who doesn't deserve to be affected by the dever, if they're not careful enough to watch themselves, to make sure they're not contaminated by it, they can also die. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. Yes, there are things that are contagious. Okay, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu went ahead and took care of Karvah HaKadot, how it happened, he says, you know, again, I can't tell you why, but Rabbi Chaya says, yes, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can do anything, but the way the world works, if there's going to be germs, even a person does not deserve to be affected, can be affected. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts us, every person, whether he's a person that's Jewish or not Jewish, whether he's learned or not learned, doesn't make a difference to watch over themselves. And if they don't watch over themselves and others, there's blood on their hand. And from all this we see, it's so important to take, to notice what's going on and take the proper precautions and follow the guidelines that are placed upon us. And as we see from so many things, we see in the Maril, we see in the Rashbash, it's not determined. It's up to us to watch ourselves. Yes, the Kaddish Baruch Hu gives us, you know, decree something. But if we are not partners of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this, it might not happen. We have to stay healthy. We have to make sure that we can fight things. Then we have to watch over ourselves and watch over others. And a person who does not follow the Hanchayot, and because of that he might contaminate others and might contaminate himself, he himself is guilty of this. And we see, and a person should never say, well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's in charge of what he is, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts things in our hands. I just want to finish off this last week. We read Parshas Balak. In America, Chukas Balak, here Balak. And we know that Bilam HaRasha was rushing off to curse Klal Yisrael. And as he's rushing off to curse Klal Yisrael, what happens is, you know, he knew what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. And all of a sudden, you know, the angel comes in front of his atone. He doesn't know, you know, he doesn't understand what's going on. But the atone, the female donkey, understands exactly what's going on there. 100% understands what's going on. But Bilam doesn't understand. And the truth is, you know, it's fascinating because when you see the story and you see what's going on, you wonder, well, what were the Sari Balak thinking? What were Bilam's attendants thinking? And it sort of says, the truth is, they sort of... Everyone else sort of left Bilam at that point because they felt it was something wrong. Shinshon Volhurst says, you know, a lot of times animals can detect something from nature. They can figure out something's going wrong. If you see animals acting crazy, you have to ask, is something going on? Because they sometimes see things we can't see. And you see, and that's what's symbolized by the animal of Bilam was able to detect there's something wrong. You know, Churchill Fallhurst says this, but Bilam couldn't detect it. But sometimes, and the same thing applies to us, sometimes we have to look at nature and see what's happening here. Okay? Sometimes you don't need someone to get up there and say, you know, you should wear a bicycle helmet. Sometimes you can tell, well, oh my gosh, this is crazy. There is a pandemic going on, however you want to qualify it. We really have to be very careful, whatever that means. And of course, we have to balance the economy of everything. We got to be careful. A person cannot ignore it. I think that's the point. And we have to be smart enough to see what's going on around here to go ahead and to watch and be careful to protect ourselves and to protect others. So I would just like to say to finish off that I give a bracha to everybody. We should remain healthy. We should be healthy. We should be able to deal with anything that comes in our way. And most important thing is to take our destiny into our hands, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help. And followers are supposed to help. And Mirtz Hashem, you know, we should meet next month and talk about better things, you know. And I would just ask, it's so important to everyone to follow the Hanchayot, be careful, because really you take responsibility not only for your life, but everyone else's life also. Everyone should really, really stay healthy. Okay, so